Blog Talk Radio.
There's a war going on around the continent.
This is an experience you'll never forget.
There's a war going on around
the continent.
Back of ammo, never wins in the all black, ready to attack.
Put on your seatbelts.
Put on your spiritual armor. As tonight on the Book of Lies, we will be discussing the unseen, the quiet entity that secretly at war with us. Join me in this spiritual warfare as we prepare for combat. Now this war will take place not on soil, but in the mind. So tap in, grab a hold, because as I attempt to stimulate your mind, you will be awakened as I broadcast to you from the night, from the light. Welcome
to the Book of Lies.
Close your eyes and open your ears.
Yes. Welcome to the Book of Lies. I am known, and I've been thinking about, you know, a couple of things that I don't normally think about on a daily basis. You know, life goes, and you know, you don't concentrate and can't focus on everything that's happening around us. You know, you can pretty much just do what you're capable of doing and spending the time to learn things when you have the time and opportunity to learn things, you know. And I'm, like, listening to a lot of people around here talking about how, you know, this is it. This is the end days. This is the big picture. You know, this is the big thing. He has, in our lifetime, discover what a president of the United States should look like. You know, you have four great people running for the presidency of the United States of America. You know, you don't concentrate and focus on that a lot. What I'm trying to get to is, you know, whoever ends up getting that power, whoever ends up getting elected to be a president of the United States of America, they have, you know, a big, big job to do. This is not no game. This is really a job, an important job, a responsible job. And we got the four candidates, and we have the responsible job that's there. Seem like I'm walking among a bunch of zombies, I'm thinking, a bunch of zombies, because I personally am not understanding why the world is looking at America in the way that it's looking at America. I mean, you know, money plays a huge role in politics. Money. And we're talking about old money. We ain't talking about a lot of new money. You know, you get some new money and you'd be lucky to join the fan club, join the, you know, the country club. We're talking about huge money here. Have an opportunity to, you know, start your own business and do your own thing here in America. Limited. Unless you yourself discover something unique that no one else has the ability to make, do contain, unless you pass it out, unless you give it to them, you are unique. It starts number one, uno, you. I'm looking things that I'm not usually looking at. I guess I don't think about this on a daily basis. But listen to some people speak. Just shut my mouth for a minute and just listen to, you know, people talk about what they believe is coming. And a lady, she mentioned something about FEMA camps, the conspiracy theory. And I was like, you know, I know all about this FEMA, the camps, the conspiracy theories, you know, with the swing sets and all that great, you know, great history and knowledge that's out there for people to read and understand and comprehend. But these FEMA camps, the conspiracy theory, does it add up to the presidents of the United States of America? I mean, they got a young 12-year-old, you know, studying geology and genealogy and all these other ologies to discover that all presidents are related to 7-1. I mention it because, you know, is this true? Or is this another conspiracy to, you know, throw me off, to dismiss what I know and dismiss what I think I know? This one-year-old wakes up one day and become a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 5-year-old, and 12 years old, discover some part of America that America didn't know anything about. Ties into other conspiracies about a certain amount of 1%, the shadow people, the ones that's behind everything. You know, the men, the women, and the men, those crooked individuals who run everything. Conspiracy. Call it, is it a conspiracy? We have 4 candidates running for the presidency of the United States. And Jill Stein seems to be moving around. I mean, you got to give it up to the Green Party. They're up against the tidal waves on both ends. There's no escaping. One coming from the left and a tidal wave coming from the right. They're dead center in the middle. Now, Jill Stein, she's not alone in this, but she is a candidate for the United States presidency of the United States of America. And the reason why I bring up her name is because, you know, everybody else is talking about the other 2 candidates, even though I talk about the other 2 candidates. But I would like to, at least if I'm going to talk to people and people want to listen to me talk, let me talk about Jill Stein. Mind you, I continue to tell you that we have been blinded. We've been sabotaged. We've been bamboozled to believe in a system. What's wrong with the system? What's wrong with the system and the way it is? If you don't like it, get out the system. It's not the system, per se, that our people are looking at today. It's systems that should be playing along with this system. You know, this is just one system. There should be other systems alongside this system, more than one system, that all come and play into the laws and regulations of the United States of America. We brainwashed Republican Democrats forever. Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Parties together got us in the situation we're in. I mean, I don't care whose finger you're pointing at, you're pointing at yourselves. Change is if somebody just accidentally poked Jill Stein's, you know, name in a ballot box, you know. Jill's theme is poked a hole. Give her a shot. Give her opportunity to run the United States of America. I want a woman, correctly? Am I correct? I mean, you can get the one with the halo, or you can get the one with the horns. The two women involved in this election. But, you know, I don't hear people call Hillary, you know, a tyrant and hot-headed and a warmonger and give her these titles, these names. Coming from the same mouths 9 times out of 10, who's warmongers themselves. They're warmongers. They back the Republican Party. They back the ideals of dropping bombs and sending troops and doing all these other things and talking about what brewed ISIS, what brewed ISIS. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton created ISIS, believe me. Believe me. And yet we continue to vote for these same people. Hillary Clinton, she has work to do. She's going to be the next president of the United States of America, according to the 12-year-old who said, you know, all presidents have been related to one another. This is David versus Goliath. Justine, there's Hillary Clinton. Here's these FEMA camps. Just imagine, how can you fill these camps up? What needs to be done to fill these camps up? What incident? Some people say is the mark of the beast when they want to put the RFID chip in your hand, you know, on the back of your neck, you know, to put the RFID chip, you know, say in your palm or your right hand, you know, most people say it's going to be the right hand. But FEMA camps, what's going on with the FEMA camps? I'll be able to talk more about the FEMA camps, the FEMA camp conspiracy theory. FEMA was established in, what, 1979 under executive order by President Jimmy Carter. FEMA, how many years? 30? We have a lot of things that we need to think about.
Put on your spiritual armor as tonight on the Book of Lies. We will be discussing the unseen, the quiet entity that secretly at war with us. Join me in this spiritual warfare as we prepare for combat. Now this war will take place not on soil, but in the mind. So tap in, grab a hold, because as I attempt to stimulate your mind, you will be awakened as I broadcast to you from the night, from the light. Welcome.
3, 2, 2. The Book.
Close your eyes and open your ears.